have returned. So, you all step through the door in the tree and make your way out into the area by the lake. You can actually see the lake where you're at, and you can actually also see the campsite, which is currently completely dark as you enter the space.
Well, that brings back memories, guys.
And I will say that...
Wait.
Huh.
Wait.
No, hey, I know. I'm like...
There, yeah. Technically, A, you were sort of there.
I wasn't.
Well, yeah, A was there, kind of. Like... A was still an NPC at that time, yes.
Yeah, weren't you, like, haunting Belle at that time?
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Memories.
Memories.
So you all... kind of look around, and there is a door that is right over close to where you have been left, and I will say the door in the tree vanishes. It just kind of blends back in with the tree.
Well, let's hope this one's less eventful than the last.
So
who wants to be honest this time?
I hang by the door mm-hmm. and look like I'm about to knock on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hesitating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to knock, because that's what he says.
Okay. I turn a knob and see if I can push the door open.
Sure. Oh, that's apropos. I just rolled for that door. That's apropos. Uh-oh. No, it's fine.
I slowly close it.
Oh, stop.
You should have knocked.
I should have knocked.
You open the door, and it's weird... moment, because inside you see the campsite.
Iggy just looks campsite? Over at A's shoulder and then looks behind them.
You see there are two versions of the campsite. One in the door and one, of course, where you are nearby. This campsite, though, as you're looking in the door, is lit up.
I'm seeing double. Or campsites.
Does it...
That's a callback.
Shut up.
Does it look like a mirror image, or is it
no? Because like this one, the lights are all on in this campsite, like almost like.
No, I mean like the layout. Does it look like?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
mirror...
it's exactly the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seems safe enough.
I step in carefully.
Okay, you all begin to step in. And. Yes. All right. As you all step in, the door closes behind you, and you feel, you can hear crickets, and you can see fireflies in the area. It is a peaceful scene. And then, as you all are kind of like looking around in the center of the space, you see forming out of the darkness a silhouette of Stella in her wheelchair.
I put a hand on Iggy's shoulder.
I know it's not actually her.
No, I know. I just... Maybe you should...
But Iggy still smiles seeing her, like, yeah. Just the nice face to see after a while. Okay. I believe you have a question for us.
You all are here just as you have been for each door. So you are to answer it in hopes for a key. Are you all ready? You hear the voice just say, in Stella's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She nods towards all of you. And then you begin to hear, just like with the glowing fireflies kind of in the area, they kind of glow with the voices. And you all hear in Stella's whispers, I have to be strong, just over and over overlapping each other. Just like before, you will be asked multiple questions until I ask you the true question. Throughout all of this, you have found strengths and weaknesses, both in your enemies, your adversaries, as well as yourselves. What do you think is your greatest weakness?
So it's like my impulsiveness.
My recklessness.
Sensing a pattern here. My short-sightedness.
Totally a pattern.
Mm-hmm. As if it's almost as if our old motto was fuck around and find out.
And find out, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Lorelai, this is off.
Don't combo break.
No, I'm trying to think. Character-wise, I'm trying to think, what is her greatest weakness?
Here, if you need some help, I can pull up a thesaurus for Rash.
Damn.
Because we're all that.
Damn.
We're all irrational.
No, we're not irrational. Impulsive. We're all rash. We're impulsive. We're short-sighted. And maybe in Lorelai's case, it's maybe a little hot-headed.
My temper.
You all feel...
Over combo.
You all feel, in the moment, an invading emotion of unease. It wraps around you, and the whispers get a little bit louder. I have to be strong. And so she looks towards you. Though you have weaknesses, you do have strengths. What is your greatest strength?
Each other. We are each other's ultimate strength.
But if we're talking individually, mine is my willingness to protect life at all costs. Or to at least appreciate it.
She waits patiently for the others to answer.
I guess if there's an individual answer, my ability to, I guess, roll with things, to adjust on the fly, to know that I'm not the person I used to be and that I continue to try to change and improve myself as situations change around me.
Answer.
She looks towards Lorelai.
Lorelai, like, goes, like, she's thinking, like, hard about this. I guess mine is the ability to not back down.
And then she will look towards Cecily. I'm not sure.
Cecily's like,
the ability to get out of bed and look perfect.
I was going to say, Cecily's like, am I allowed to say my keen fashion sense?
She just watches you.
I mean, it's an answer, but if that's what you want to roll with.
Cecily's like, no, really? I think that my confidence...
You feel, as you all answer, that emotion of unease now wars with an emotion of determination. Both make your stomach turn and almost bring you to your knees as they war against each other. Your weaknesses cancel out your strengths at times. Sometimes the weaknesses outweigh the strengths. Sometimes the strengths outweigh the weaknesses. But the question that I have for all of you, and the feeling just fades. How does one truly be strong?
Can you repeat the first part of that?
Sometimes strengths outweigh the weakness. Sometimes weakness outweighs the strength. Sometimes they cancel each other out. But the true question is, how does one truly become strong?
Oh. Okay. Truly become strong.
Iggy will step up by accepting that it's a never-ending cycle, but one that you can't lose yourself in.
Cecily's like, by acknowledging your weakness,
she looks towards A and then towards Lorelai.
That's our last question, one more time.
How does one truly become strong?
By falling and getting back up.
Ooh. Good answer.
Like, don't matter how many times. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No matter how many times you get pushed around, get beaten, torn down, feel weak on the inside, you just get back up and learn from what you've done.
And when you get pushed down and thrown down and the world feels against you and you feel alone in the world, just by remembering that you're not alone. When you can't be strong alone, be strong together.
Ooh, I like that answer.
She nods towards you all. You've answered my question, and thus I will grant you a key. But I must ask you a question. You have now obtained 6 keys. All of these questions lead to one answer. When you answer that question, that is when you will be granted your wish. Then she nods towards you all. I wish you the best of luck. Closes her eyes, and you see her vanish, and a key falls where she was. Little fireflies start to kind of like move towards the key.
You'll pick it up and hand it over to A. That's 6.
So far, so good.
Guys, got a majority now.
I don't know if it's just me. Is this feeling a little, I don't know, too easy?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm just getting a weird sense of dread. Look, never mind. We have 6 of the keys. We have most of them so far. I think that's cause for celebration so far, right?
Yeah. Did anybody bring any marshmallows?
I check my bag. Do I have any?
I mean, you do, but there's no fire actually here.
Wait, there isn't? No. He like puts his hand towards the fire.
It doesn't hurt or burn.
He just goes through like, ugh.
I pop a marshmallow in Iggy's mouth. Yeah, they're still good without it. I put one in my own mouth and give one to everybody else.
You see the door.
Don't worry about it.
You see the door appear at the edge of the forest. allowing you all to exit.
As we're all chubby bunnying on the way out.
Yep. As you all step out, there, of course, is the southmost area, which is your next destination. And, of course, as you were warned, one of Lilith's top generals of sorts, or top cultists, are there.
So, who do we see exactly? Like,
well, that's if you're walking, you got to walk down there. Of course, you're not there yet.
Oh, okay, I thought we were there. Okay.
Nope.
Okay, well, we're on. Excuse me. This wasn't much though. All right, well, we're warned as one of Lilith's top cultists is there. Are we ready?
Oh, let's do this.
Let's see if we can scout ahead, get an idea of what we're up against.
Iggy, I don't know. What you were saying back there, I was thinking the same thing earlier. They're not able to open the doors. And here we are opening the doors.
You're getting the same dread I am, aren't you?
Yeah, I just... What if we're doing the hard part of Lola's job for her?
But we have the keys.
Yeah, but then she just has to take them from us.
You'd have to know, which is... Hopefully word has not gone around yet.
Honestly, sounds like a bridge we'll have to cross when we get there.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to say I get where you were going with that, and I thought of it myself, but I don't think that we need to change our course of action. I just think that when we get that last key, we might be ready. Want to be ready for Lilith waiting right outside that door for us.
Well, let's make sure the keys are secure.
Yeah, let's not drop our guard. Anything's possible with Lilith involved.
Because it might just get harder from here to come to step because, you know, everyone's been easy. Although,
and even if it doesn't.
That robot did not, that punched me, did not make it easy. It felt like I hit my truck.
Yeah, how'd you deal with that thing?
Would you believe I talked it out?
Wait, hold on. You talked down the robot?
No, turns out that thing is turns out Sylvie was not piloting it. Found that out the hard way.
Wait, you mean that thing was... That
sentient?
Thing was...
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Are you kidding?
And it packs a really mean right hook.
Yeah, I could tell by your face.
Yes.
Well, I mean, congrats on dealing with that. Let's hope there's nothing nastier than that thing.
We'll find out.
Ugh.
So let's go.
You all begin to head down south to the next door. And of course, the further down you go, the more cultists you hear. Surrounding the area looking for you. Everyone's on top alert. You also hear whispers of wondering where Sylvia had gone. As people are walking around. And as you all approach carefully, I'd like you all to make an act under pressure check.
Oh, I've been doing so well with that today.
You are muted. I cannot hear you.
Sorry, I got a question.
What's your question?
Roughly about... what's roughly about Sylvia's build compared to our other companions here?
What do you mean?
Like, Cecily and Lore. If I were to say, you know, find a red cloak in my bag and and a makeshift silver mask, about how approximate would they look?
I mean... When you saw Sylvia, I will say this. She was not wearing a silver mask.
Oh, I thought she was.
No.
You're thinking of Dressrea.
I think you're thinking Dressrea.
Oh, God, I'm thinking Dressrea. I'm sorry.
You're mixing your BBEGs.
I know. You have some good ones. So, if I... Yeah, they're great.
Thank you. If I could grant you inspiration, I would. Flattery will get you out. No.
So, if I were to find a red... Oh, wait. I saw a red cloak from, like, the last guys we fought when we had to, like, go into the burning houses.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I pull one out of the bag and go, hey, Sess, Lore, could either of you cat, like, I don't know, act like Sylvia? Look, I know this is a dumb idea, but...
I mean, you mean be totally and absolutely unlikable? Yeah, I think I can cover that.
He winces at that.
Oh,
I mean, Cecily doesn't know.
No, Cecily happened. Doesn't know at all. Yeah.
Iggy's still wearing the mask, so it was like, that's hidden.
Yeah.
Keep that on the inside.
Oh, buddy.
Get back in there, Tear. All right. Well, you're up. I enter the cloak.
And what's she supposed to do? Act like she captured us?
Hey, actually, that's not a bad idea. I was just thinking just go in there and order people around, but hey, you know what? That might even work too.
If I can act like I've captured you and they buy maybe. It, we can get close enough to the door, maybe we can just go through it without even having to fight them.
That actually would help a lot. They'd be super pissed, and I fear what happens when they get finished inside, but yeah, I'm willing to try that out.
Okay. So, Cecily, you put on the cloak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you all head slowly amongst everyone, then. I will keep in account your act under pressure. Hey, you did not roll an act under pressure. Go ahead and roll one for me.
Oh, shit, sorry. Hang That's on, okay. Yeah. Act under pressure.
Okay. Easy enough.
I can't see my roll.
Yeah, it's a 13. All right. So you all step into the area. Cecily, are you taking the lead?
I suppose so.
Okay.
He will pretend his hands are bound.
Okay. You all begin to step into the area, and two cultists will look towards you, Cecily, a bit confused as you are keeping your face obscured. What do you say, Cecily?
I've caught the interlopers, she said.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a manipulate someone.
Can I help out?
How do you want to help out? Before Cecily, so don't roll yet. How do you want to help out, Iggy?
Iggy will just like, I can't believe Sylvie beat me.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
He'll like,
Iggy, go ahead and roll the help out. Okay. Look at my face. It's awful. It's black and blue.
Mixed success. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so that puts you at risk. Okay. Cecily, you can roll now with a plus one. So you're rolling manipulate someone with a plus one.
She ended up needing it. Oh, thank God she didn't need it.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. Can I re-roll?
You have two re-rolls.
For it. Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Don't forget the plus one. Meant
oh
to be.
Oh my God. That, it's meant to be. I make success.
It is meant to be. You know what? I am a generous GM. I will give you back your re-roll.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I know. I'm so nice. I'm so nice.
It's actually a nice house rule, actually. I like that.
I'm so nice. Well, plus I'm not giving you more chances for rerolls anymore, so I'm going to be nice. The two of them look at each other and then look towards you, and they go, oh, okay. Where did you go?
Iggy will like...
I went to I went to apprehend this one, my least favorite one, on the back of my robot.
Oh. Okay. You just hear one of them say, well, I mean, and they just look towards each other again, and just nod a bit. I mean, Martin was looking for you.
I saw Martin, and I received the message, and I am going to that door. He's told me how to get in.
They look towards each other a bit confused.
Oh my god. This way, I love you so much.
Okay. One of them just kind of shrugs a bit. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Behind that door is something that is going to eat these hostages.
What?
You all hear footsteps approaching as you hear just this, like, deep laughter. It's warm, almost like a campfire, but also it gives you a little bit of a chill up your spine as you see this large man start to walk over, wearing, wearing a, red cloak, but the hood is down. He has, just brown, slick back hair. He almost appears mafia-like as he's approaching the area. And he just goes, so, I talked to you, huh?
Martin, Sylvie, so good to see you again. Guitar, Cecily says. Like,
sure. Yeah, we talked, he says loudly. So the other two just, like, look towards each other. In fact, we're going to have a bit more of a talk.
Are we?
Yeah, why not? He just smiles towards you. Come on. And he starts walking.
My ears are all full of words right now, actually.
Do you follow behind, Martin?
I don't think we have a choice.
He steps forward and he just kind of looks back towards you. You coming or what? He just smiles, a coy smile towards you.
Yep, coming, yay.
He just grins a bit.
I just grit my teeth. I'm like, oh, Cecily, unlikable.
Yay, I'm so ready to destroy Wilbrand.
He just raises an eyebrow. Wow.
Cecily was never part of a drama club, was she?
Nope. She was a drama queen, but never part of drama club.
Wow. You hear him under his breath. Wow. Come on, then. And he starts walking.
It's Cecily's like, he's not buying it.
Yeah, but we're also surrounded, so we have no choice. Go. Let's play along. Or at least try to play along. What is
that? All right, so you all step after him, and he takes you not to the door, but to... like a small little tent that's set up, like one of those tarp tents, not a full tent, but a tarp area where you can see there's a large table as well as a map that has been plotted out. It is the map of Wilbranch, which he, as soon as you approach, flips the table over so you can't see what it looks like. And he just smiles, precaution. And he just starts walking again. Gum, I'm sure you're thirsty, hungry. Snack, drink, water, still, sparkling. Tell me what you want.
Are you going all high inquisitor on us?
Me? Nah, if I wanted to do that, I would have done so already. He just smiles towards you a bit.
Was it the yay that gave it away with her?
Oh, wow. No. He just smiles.
What gave it away?
I'm sure you don't know this about Sylvia, or any of us. Our cloaks have a signature to them.
Piggy looks like turned to the cloak that Sylvia's wearing.
Yeah, that one.
I do the same thing.
That one is registered to a dead member, so... yeah.
You probably... So it wasn't Cecily's terrible acting?
Nah.
Hey, Cecily, that's good then.
So,
okay, so what do you want?
That's a good question. Well, I'm sure you won't grant it, but I mean, I might as well give it my best effort. And he leans down towards you all. This man is towering, by the way, as he just kind of smiles towards you all. How about all the keys you're holding?
How about no?
See, it's worth a shot. You know, every question you don't ask is an answer you'll never get. So it's an automatic no. So, I mean, it was worth a shot. He just kind of smiles a bit. Which means I'm going to have to make this harder. And he just kind of grins a bit.
I had a feeling you were hoping for that.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a sadistic man. I can be, but you all are kids. I wouldn't do that. You all are just, hey, you know what? And he walks a bit away and he just shrugs. I get it. And he turns back towards you all. You're trying to save the world. Y'all are good kids. I don't hold that against you. I'm sure other big, bad, evil guys would be like, oh, you rotten kids, if this was an episode of Scooby-Doo, but it's not one of those kind of things. And he just kind of shrugs. No, but,
what's Scooby-Doo?
I do have a job to do. So, it's not ideal. Especially since you're all fucking kids. It just makes it rougher. But Sylvia hasn't been found yet, so we're already down some staff, so that means I gotta step up my game, if you will.
I'm sorry, he's like every douchey manager anyone's
I know,
ever had.
Right?
Yeah. I'm getting so fucking triggered. Like, yeah, I need to be coming on Saturday.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
He just leans back against the one of the poles of this tarp, and he just kind of smiles. I have two of your friends.
Wait, what?
Smaller one. Very loud. And then a bigger one. Doesn't speak much.
Oh.
And then he stops and he puts a hand to his ear. Oh. And a third. A girl with braids.
Lorelai will instantly, like, snarl.
Oh, there's a reaction. He just kind of smiles a bit. So again, I'm offering a chance. You can grant me the keys you have. Which I'm sure is a no. But if it's a no, then we'll have to figure out some way to work this out.
How about this? You let our friends go, and we promised not to punch in that smug face of yours.
You're so quick. I thought you'd be smarter than that.
Well, clearly we are, because we know something you don't.
What's that?
I put out my hands. None of our hands are actually tied.
No,
get
'em. I knew that.
I jump him.
You jump him?
Yeah.
You see on his hands, immediately this kind of glimmer shows, and you see these massive iron knuckles, and he will dodge. So I'll go ahead and roll kick some ass, first of all. A.
Okay. This is going to go great. I'm not fucked at all. Actually, I'm not.
12. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
12.
That's an advanced kick some ass. Do I have advanced?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. But that's cool still.
You get to pick three from the kick some ass.
Let's see here. What can I... this went better than I expected.
Well,
so...
we'll see how that goes in a second, because there's always harm that comes from it, and you are a squishy, my good sir.
Well, first of all, I'm going to suffer less harm. How about that?
Sure. So you suffer one less harm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can I work with A on this one? Because I have an idea.
He already rolled, so no.
I know, but seeing this, can I work with this?
I have to finish my reaction.
Okay.
He jumped. He told me he was jumping. I have to finish the reaction.
Okay.
I'm going to force him where I want him is, and I actually planned on forcing him towards Iggy anyway.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to give the plus one forward to Iggy as well.
So plus one forward to Iggy, forcing him where you want him?
Yep.
And suffer less harm.
Cool. He is going to sidestep, and then he is going to punch you down to the ground. You take 3 harm, minus 1, because of your suffer less harm. And I don't think you have armor.
Oh, no, I don't.
Cool. So you take 2 harm in total. You did not cause him harm. Is that correct?
He's looting towards me.
Let's see.
You do cause him harm, but you're just... What are you doing to attack him is my question. What are you using?
I guess I wasn't really, like, using much of him.
So that means you don't cause harm.
No.
Okay. Understood. So I will say that he punches you down to the ground and just looks towards Iggy as he, of course, sidestepped. What do you want to do, Iggy?
Iggy's going to open the door to Limbo.
Okay. You open the door to Limbo.
Oh, I don't have to roll for it?
Yes.
Okay, so I have the plus 1 over the forward, thankfully.
Yes.
That's going to help. Okay, plus 3, plus 1. That's not right.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
It's a 5. Because I
5 and a 6.
There, so it's 5 and a 6, 3.
So full success.
So it's full success.
Okay. So go ahead and read that move.
So I can choose between Land of the Dead or into Limbo.
Okay.
Limbo or Land of the Dead. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Limbo.
I'm going to go with Limbo. Okay, so door to Limbo opens. Where are you opening
it? Right in front of him.
Okay.
And hopefully, I'm hoping there's still enough momentum that he'll fall in.
Okay, so that would be an extra move. So you're going to have to roll to act under pressure to get him into there. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I made this man a fucking wall. So you're going to have to roll with a minus 1.
Can I just, like, throw something out there? Can Cecily or Lorelai help with this?
If you haven't done it yet, I can. Yeah, that's fine. But they got to tell me how.
Yeah, how do they help?
One of them can help.
I feel like Cecily, with her connection magic, maybe she can bolster his energy.
Okay.
I was just hoping when you help push him in.
That's
what I was hoping for.
Totally.
And she would absolutely do that.
Okay.
While he's not paying attention to you.
Okay. So Cecily, go ahead and roll to help out with tough.
Ooh.
What'd you get?
16.
16?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Wow.
So with a 16, as you help out, that'll be a plus 1 to Iggy. So that means, Iggy, you are going to make a straight roll.
It... Well, let's go. And it's a full.
Holy
and it's,
shit.
And I have advanced, so it's, I can do it perfectly.
Okay.
Yep.
You push him in.
And close the door.
He grins as you close the door, and you see his mouth open as if he's saying something into his earpiece. The door shuts.
Oh, no.
We don't got much time. We gotta find him.
I wonder
if he summons the door. Lore, can you find Abby and them?
Lorelai is going to try a smell.
Roll plus weird with a minus 1.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and do something dumb here.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to ask Cecily for the cloak.
I will also remind you, you are in a camp of them.
And yeah, didn't he take us into like a tent or something?
He took you into a tarp area where there's a table. It's an open tarp.
They could all see the whole thing happen. They probably saw the whole thing, let's be honest.
Oh, they did.
I thought it was like a closed tent. I am so sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Nope, but Lorelai did roll a 12.
Lorelai, as you are trying to connect with Abby in some way, her smell is weak. But you got it. She's on the other side of Will Branch.
Okay. Lorelai looks to the group and tells them that. She's on the other side.
Fuck. We're stuck on the other side of Will Branch. We have a door. We have cultists coming at us from all directions. He kind of confirms, like, yeah, they're all coming at all directions. And our friends are currently in danger on the other side of town. Shit.
I want to try something.
What do you want to do?
Since the Fae are connected to Will Branch with the forest.
Yes.
He wants to try to reach out to both the Unseelie and the Seelie.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go ahead and roll plus weird. No minus this time.
Oh, call that, Orion. I'm pretty sure that motherfucker can take all of them.
Meanwhile, I'm going to do something.
9.
Okay. 9?
Yeah. Mixed success.
I'm going to say that when you connect to them, you can feel a connection, but you cannot. You won't be able to hear their response. What do you tell to them? What do you say to them?
We're in trouble. Then she mentions the who was it? Abby.
It's Jackson Ethan.
Jackson Ethan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to make sure that's who they are too.
Yep.
She'll call out, mention the names, give a description, a scent if she can.
Okay.
Basically describe what's going on right now.
Okay.
And that she needs help.
You will not get a response with a 9, but your message gets out there.
That face.
As things are starting to look very bleak, as you all begin to start backing towards each other's backs, at least a dozen cultists are walking towards you. That's when you see, coming from in the forest, I rolled an 11, you see something shoot through and immediately land in front of you all, making a bunch of smoke appear. And you hear Sylvia's voice go, "You better get the fuck out of there!"
Oh, fuck. Okay. Bolt!
Get the fuck out of there.
Yep, bail.
You all start to bail, and Sylvia watches as you all, like, rush past her into the forest. And as she turns towards you all, you see just something wrap around her and pull her into it. And she starts to get dragged, and she looks towards you all. You better fucking win! And she just gets pulled all the way in.
Iggy pulls, she's like, "Ugh. Damn it. Door. Now!" Iggy's, like, really mad right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, you all. You all quickly move towards the door. It opens for you. You all rush in and immediately close the door behind you. And as the door closes, we're gonna end the session there.
Ah!
Oh God!
My, how the turns have tabled.
you had to say it was getting too easy, huh?
Oh, don't worry, I had this planned.
God damn it!
I had this planned. You think Sylvia is the only big bad evil guy? But here's the thing. I will grant you this. Sylvia would... I'm surprised I got an 11, because Sylvia would not normally rush in. Oh, we got a raid! Hi! We're ending! That's okay. Hi, Raiders. How you doing? Oh, and it's their charity stream! Did y'all donate? I hope y'all donated. Hi!
Hello!
Hello, hello. Let me play some regular music here. Thank you, everybody, so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch High Senior Year, our Monster of the Week campaign. Boy, howdy, things got pretty fucking serious. How do y'all think the adventure is going?
Well, we pissed off a really annoying middle manager, so that's not going to be a good start.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Keep thinking about Lumberg from Office Space.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I built
this.
This man is a fucking wall, by the way. So, so you've gotten to our favorite part to talk about what our favorite parts were. So who would like to share what their favorite part was while we also take a little sippy sip?
Oh god, there was so much chaos in this. I gotta like figure out which one I liked the most.
Sylvia Iggy scene, super emotional. God.
Yes, absolutely. And related to that, Sylvia and Iggy pulling out Boss to like fight Metal Gear.
Ish. I'm gonna give it to. Just having Eddie around again. That was a fun moment.
I love that you all love Eddie so much.
Eddie's so good.
That makes me very happy that you all love Eddie.
Oh, actually, favorite moment. Oberon calling A fuckboy.
That was pretty good.
Out of character, that was so good. That was so fair.
I knew you weren't actually angry so at
funny.
It.
Funny. Of course not.
I
think it's the funniest shit in the world.
I still feel bad about my faux pas though earlier.
It's fine.
It's cool. You're good.
We raised it as a joke.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
I know. I appreciate all of you. Anyone else want to share a favorite part or kudos?
Oh, I gotta say Cecily drawing out the plan.
With your eyeliner pencil. That was pretty good.
Drawing low like a horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I loved it.
Yay. I'm so glad. Well, awesome. I'm so glad everyone had a good time. If I can grant kudos, I gotta give it to Iggy for the scene with Sylvia, and I rolled a luck roll, basically, to see if Sylvia would intervene, and I rolled an 11, so there we are. She won't be able to again.
Iggy's gonna have a lot of trauma after this set mystery is done.
Well, yeah. That's part
of the BBEG. You also pokeballed a BBEG, so there's that.
You did. You did, but that did have consequences as well, as all actions do.
Oh boy, that's going to be fun.
As all actions do, you got some consequences coming. Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Again, this is Will Branch High Senior Year. We play every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and we play until 9. So we're a little bit past our time. If you liked what you watched, consider giving me a follow so you can watch more tabletop stuff. We got a Night in the Woods inspired game coming up. That actually, I did forget an announcement. The Night in the Woods game is being moved to January. My players have been super fucking nice about it. And we just want to make sure all of the, wild and crazy things that are happening in December and November. It's holiday season, and so this is a rough time to start a campaign. So we'll be starting that in January. And then, of course, we have our Dungeons & Dragons game on Saturday. And this week is a lot of resting for me because last week was a lot. So I got to get some breathers.
Yeah, you were nonstop.
I really was. But we got to play Apocalypse Keys on Sunday, which was really cool. Which, if you like Apocalypse Keys and you like what you watched over on High Shelf Collective again, you should come check that out when Will Branch changes, because that's the one that's going to be playing Apocalypse Keys next. And Snowy will be joining with that one again. So that'll be fun. Wowie, wow, wowie, wow, wow. It's going to be great. It was so fun. You are right, Taylor. That was a blast. And my first ever time running a Apocalypse Keys game. So that was a lot of fun. So if you want to go check that out, you should go check out High Shelf Collective's channel for that. That's where the VOD will be. And also, they're having a charity stream.
Check out the VOD if you can, because it was absolute chaos.
Taylor, correct me. How long is your charity going? It's going until Sunday, right? Is that correct? Am I wrong? Saturday, Sunday? Tell me. But while they're having their charity stream, go donate money. To Sunday. Yeah, go donate money. It's a good cause. And I appreciate you. Also, if you like what you heard and you're listening to this in audio podcast form, leave us a review. I'll wait.
Are you doing it?
Are you doing it yet?
Give us a rating.
Did you?
Make sure you hit submit. There you go.
Make it nice. If you don't have anything nice to say, then lie.
Check your spelling.
Grammar check. And it's for elevated access, which is wonderful because they offer care for people in ways that sound like an action movie almost. It's really fucking cool, especially towards the places that are really shitty. So yeah, they're really cool. Go help them out, win prizes. This bad Paizo's helping. That's really cool. Anyway, thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. If you would like to see more tabletop, hopefully we'll see you on Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Wyvern Smart Tales from Dressstrea. But until then, we're going to go ahead and call it a night. I don't know if anybody is currently live. I'd have to check.
I think everybody who's live just raided
us. Yeah, everyone. Oh, Anne is live. We can raid into Anne.
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do that. We're gonna raid into Gnome Anne because Anne is fantastic. I love them very much. They are a beautiful goblin.
They're great.
They're fantastic, and they're playing Baldur's Gate. Well, it says they're playing Baldur's Gate, but I don't see any Baldur's Gate on there. They're just talking right now. So go check them out. It's a fun time. I love you all dearly. Hopefully, we'll see you on Saturday. If not, take care of yourselves. But if we do, until then, stay safe, be kind, and I shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody. Give them some love. Love you. Well, goodbye.
Well, goodbye. I want you to know.